At the new Founders Trading Post store, we're focused on making you the wisest crusader in all of Crusader Land. Now, to help you with that, we've got great deals on autographed Joseph Pierce books, including the new biography of J.R.R. Tolkien, plus rotating $5 sales on my CD features and DVD movies like The Spirit of 76 and The Road to Independence. To see all the incredible sales and shop where your purchase benefits our crusade, not the rainbow flag waver that Amazon or eBay, go to mikechurch.com/shop or call us 844-527-8723.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Monday, June 29th, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia. For the best deal in the USA on a newer used Kia, shop where Mike Church shops for all his cars at Bulldog Kia. Drive on over to BulldogKia.com or call him 855-BULLDOG. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. Even if a vaccine becomes available for the coronavirus, a third of Americans say they're not going to get it. 200 people showed up to destroy a Catholic statue, but it was clean and prayed upon. Some people are dying to get a stimulus check, and about a million dead people did get one. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he would settle for a COVID-19 vaccine that's 70% to 75% effective, but that this incomplete protection, coupled with the fact that many Americans say they won't get a coronavirus vaccine, makes it unlikely that the U.S. will achieve sufficient levels of immunity to quell the outbreak. With government support, three coronavirus vaccines are expected to be studied in large-scale clinical trials in the next 3 months. The best we've ever done is measles. That's about 97 to 98% effective, said Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. That would be wonderful if we get there. I don't think we will. I'd settle for a 70 to 75% effective vaccine. A CNN poll last month found a third of Americans said they would not try to get vaccinated against COVID, even if the vaccine is widely available and low cost. Father Stephen Shoemaker, a priest of the Archdiocese of St. Louis, was among the defenders of a prominent statue of the city's namesake as protesters called for its removal on Saturday. According to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, 200 people were at the protest. Catholics defending the statue at the protest prayed the rosary and sang. Several police officers separated them from the protesters. St. Louis was King of France from 1226 to 70. He partook in the 7th and 8th Crusades. He restricted usury and established hospitals and personally cared for the poor and for lepers. He was canonized in 1297. Dr. Robert Morgan, he was one of the organizers of the event. He was on the Mike Church Show on Friday. He gathered people together and prayed with them at the statue and helped clean it. He said he was very proud of the people of St. Louis. Numerous statues of historic figures have been pulled down in recent weeks amid ongoing protests and riots throughout the country. Several statues of St. Junipero Serra have been pulled down or protested against. On June 19, the statue of Junipero Serra fell to angry protesters inside Golden Gate Park in San Francisco. Archbishop Salvatore Corleone visited the park where St. Serra once stood to offer prayers, perform an exorcism, and offer other acts of reparation in response to what he called horrendous acts of blasphemy. In a June 23rd letter, Bishop Donald Hying of Madison wrote that if we allow the commemorative and visual history of our nation to be destroyed by random groups in the current moment of anger, how will we ever learn from that history? Only the love of Christ can heal a wounded heart, not a vandalized piece of metal, the bishop added. Coming up are Saints of the Day, the Feast of Saints Peter and Paul. It's a liturgical feast in honor of the martyrdom in Rome of the Apostles Saint Peter and Saint Paul. Quote of the day, prayer purifies us, reading instructs us. Both are good when both are possible. Otherwise, prayer is better than reading. Saint Isidore of Seville. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hi, folks, it's Mike Church, founder of Founding Father Films, asking you to learn the true stories of America's founding by purchasing my movie, The Road to Independence, the movie. The Road to Independence tells the exciting story of the founding fathers' struggle to declare independence.
John Adams and Thomas Paine were not exactly the best of friends, but as our timeline has shown us, when it came to the question of declaring independence, the two were soulmates. Now, let's travel to another colony where lifelong friends will work secretly to establish the legislative body that will declare our independence.
This animated movie comes complete with collector's booklets, DTS surround sound, and are packed with hours of bonus features. Learn the true stories of America's founding and order Mike Church's The Road to Independence on DVD and CD. Available now at MikeChurch.com/DVD and by calling 844-527-8723.
Today marks the Feast of Saints Peter and Paul. It's a liturgical feast in honor of the martyrdom in Rome of the Apostles Saint Peter and Saint Paul, which is observed on the 29th of June. The celebration is of ancient Christian origin, the date selected being the anniversary of either their death or the translation of their relics. In the course of his missionary journeys, Peter founded the church in Antioch, where the followers of Jesus were first called Christians. St. Peter is regarded by the church as the first bishop of Antioch, and the present-day Patriarch of Antioch is his successor in that apostolic see. St. Paul is the greatest of missionaries. The marvelous story of conversion on the Damascus Road is hardly more striking than the rest of his life, one of the greatest adventure stories of history. The account of Paul's missionary journeys and the letters he wrote to the churches he founded form an important part of the New Testament. He called himself an apostle, and he was the greatest of them, even though he was not of the 12 disciples. St. Paul was martyred in Rome during the reign of the Emperor Nero about 87 AD. Peter was crucified head down at his own request so that he would not die in the same way as Christ, and because Paul was a Roman citizen, he was beheaded. The church unites them in a common celebration and gives them identical honor. One of the top Republican lawmakers in the House joined Sunday a growing list of legislators calling on the Trump administration to explain what it knew about the reports that Russian intelligence agents offered to pay bounties to Afghan militants who killed U.S. troops in the country. House Republican Conference Chairwoman Liz Cheney of Wyoming tweeted Sunday morning that if the reports in the New York Times about the bounties were true, then the White House needed to explain what it knew about the intelligence and how it responded. A senior official told CBS News that the bounty allegations did not appear in the president's daily brief, a regular summary of national security issues delivered to the president and some cabinet secretaries. The Times reported that President Trump and the White House's National Security Council were briefed on Russia's bounty rewards in late March. They discussed an appropriate response, ranging from making a diplomatic complaint to Moscow and economic sanctions, but the White House had not yet authorized a response. Police made several arrests after a group of Black Lives Matter protesters marched through a Beverly Hills residential neighborhood Friday night. Videos and photos of the mob flooded social media as they shouted various messages like, I think this is probably the best one, eat the rich. Throughout the residential neighborhood, they tore down American flags. The Daily Wire reported in an update on its website at about 11:40 p.m., the Beverly Hills Police Department said an unlawful assembly has been declared in the area of Rexford Drive and Carmelita Avenue. Beverly Hills Police Department remains on scene. Saturday morning, the department tweeted the unlawful assembly was over and arrests have been made. Princeton University, the latest in renaming things, they're removing President Woodrow Wilson's name from its public policy school and a residential college due to the former president's racist thinking. The trustees concluded that Woodrow Wilson's racist thinking and policies make him an inappropriate namesake for a school or college whose scholars, students, and alumni must firmly stand against racism in all its forms. And better dead late than never, right? More than a million dead people got stimulus checks from the federal government under a new federal law designed to juice the economy during the coronavirus pandemic. According to a watchdog agency, the Government Accountability Office said that a legal interpretation left the Treasury Department and the Internal Revenue Service unable to use government death records to stop the stimulus checks from going to people who were dead. As a result, nearly 1.1 million payments totaling $1.4 billion were distributed to dead people as of April 30th. That's so crazy because there's people that are alive that still haven't gotten their checks. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.